Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Besh with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, publishing in Newsweek in these last hours, titled, World Health Organization is Making a Massive Power Grab, and President Biden is Enabling It. Gordon, World Health Organization disgraced itself during the pandemic, and to my reading, generally speaking, it has not repaired the damage of trust. What now for the World Health Organization, having that beginning, it can only get worse. What are they up to, Gordon?
On May 27th, the World Health Assembly, which is the governing body for the World Health Organization, convenes in Geneva to consider two things. First of all, amendments to the international health regulations and the adoption of a pandemic agreement, or pandemic treaty, as some call it. These are essentially the same topic because the regulations will implement the treaty. Essentially, the World Health Organization, if this treaty is adopted, will have extraordinary powers to expropriate national assets related to pandemic relief and also to exact monetary contributions, as well as perhaps to govern all life. They've got a One Health proposal, which means not only human, but also animal and plant life would be governed by this treaty.
We go to Brandon Weikert, author most recently of Biohacked, about Chinese bad actors and related pharmaceutical and health industry. However, the WHO comes to mind as another organization that, having destroyed trust, it cannot be repaired. Brandon, your measure, here we are, what, 4 years into the crisis, not ended yet. Routine reports of people still struggling with long COVID, and then AstraZeneca's now withdrawn its serum, its option, because of damage done to people's systems. I understand that there was an emergency, but the World Health Organization, my memory, did not answer some vital questions then or now, which is origins of COVID-19 and what the World Health Organization, has done to repair their statements early on that they were satisfied that China was cooperating. Have they done either of those things? Have they pushed our understanding of the origins? Have they clarified how they dealt with the untrustworthy Chinese government? Good evening to you, Brandon.
Good evening, John. Hello, Gordon, and thanks again for having me. No, as an organization, the World Health Organization has not come forward to basically, redefine their original statements or to update them, their original erroneous statements. You've had individuals of the WHO, Dr. Mbarak, who I feature in my book, Biohacked. He was the WHO investigator that led the team to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to investigate the origins in 2021. He went in as a skeptic, and he came out of that visit in China, as one of the loudest proponents of the so-called lab leak theory. He believes it came from the lab. As an official organization, though, no, the WHO has only continued to sort of ignore their original claims, which were, as we now know, quite inaccurate about the origins of COVID and some of the other claims that they've made.
And their work with China. I remember early on they were recommending that we trust China. Have they taken that back?
No, not really. And they can't. I mean, you remember Gordon and I were, I think, among some of the earliest people pointing out that the head of the WHO was basically a Chinese agent. I mean, his entire career was funded, political career was funded by Chinese money. But he cannot walk back his previous statements supporting China, because then his entire standing as the leader of this powerful organization would erode.
Gordon, you have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, as we now know, the World Health Organization helped spread COVID-19 by propagating China's false narratives on transmissibility. The WHO told the world that the disease was not human-to-human transmissible. Now, just a few years later, they want more power to control pandemics. Who is behind the push for the pandemic treaty? Of course, the WHO itself, But who else?
Well, I think China is probably one of the biggest proponents because of the fact that the WHO has been co-opted by China. You've got groups like the World Economic Forum, the elites who go there every year. They love this idea of greater central control. Most of them, I think, are useful idiots. They don't understand that they're being manipulated by the communists in China. All of this will serve Chinese interests, which has a vested desire in spreading their version of authoritarianism around the world. And we saw during COVID, thanks to the WHO, most of the rest of the world embraced Chinese style lockdowns and antiviral measures that ultimately did not work.
Gordon, your piece recommends that the Biden administration rejects this proposal. Is there pushback in Washington? I think I've read on a headline that the Republicans oppose the treaty, as you say. Does the Biden administration have a dialogue with the Republican Party?
Not that I know of, John. All 49 Republicans in the Senate signed a letter, which was pushed by Senator Ron Johnson, saying a couple things. First of all, that the amendments to the international health regulations require a four-month notice period, and there's no 4 months notice, so can't be adopted at the upcoming meeting of the WHA, but also saying that this pandemic agreement requires Senate consent under the Constitution. And so therefore, they do not believe that the Biden administration should be moving in that direction.
You have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, why do you think the Biden administration has been pushing the pandemic agreement and the IHR regulations?
Well, I think a part of it is ideological. The Democratic Party prefers central control to decentralized control, notably in pandemics. We know that this became a huge dividing line ideologically between the right and the left in 2020. It continues to be the case today. And then also, and I'm sorry to bring this up, but I have to, I believe that that Joe Biden is on some level influenced by Chinese interests through his son's nefarious activities globally. And I think that it's the same reason why Tedros, the head of the WHO, won't just come out and say, yeah, China did it. It's because they're all kind of on the take on some level by Chinese funny money. And they can't walk back these beliefs, because if they did, it would expose them probably to whatever they've been up to the last few years.
Brendan, there's a repeated publication now. I see it everywhere. Different names, different projects, but they all come to this. The lab leak has credibility. Is that the trend now worldwide? The lab leak has credibility. We need more information.
Well, yeah, it's nice to hear them finally agreeing with me 4 years after the fact. But yes, of course, everybody fundamentally knew. I was talking to people in the intelligence community back in 2020. Everybody at least suspected in the halls of power that this thing came from Wuhan. It's just they couldn't say it. But now, of course, they can. And that's, you have to wonder why. But it's nice to see the world kind of catch on to the truth and for people to be told the truth, that there's something more to the lab leak theory than what was initially thought.
And 30 seconds, Brandon. Is there something at Wuhan we need? Is there anything there if we had access to it?
Now, well, it would probably give us definitive proof of the origins of the disease, but we won't get that because the Chinese will never let that out.
Brandon Weikert is the author most recently of Biohacked, China's Race to Control Life. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, writing in Newsweek about the World Health Organization's ambitions to rule the world. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.